Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Steam rises, and the scent of magical herbs fills the air. Dive into the mystic cauldron of Can We Help You? Franco, Master of Alchemy here, joined by Sash, the Crystal Charmer, and Jax, our spellbinding songstress. Are you prepared to brew, bubble, and bewitch?
Wow.
Oh, is that it? Is that it?
Yeah,
is that
that's it. That's it. Yeah. Really, we're cuts witches? These off abruptly. Yeah, I think we're brewing a potion.
Beautiful.
Oh,
I'm the songstress, so I have
You're a spellbinding songstress.
Well, you guys make the potion. I'm
very good at this. And Sash the Crystal Charmer. I don't know what that is, but it suits her.
Charm my crystals, if you know what I'm saying.
I do not.
You know how that you can get sex toys with crystals in them?
Yeah.
Does that make any difference, or is it just a gimmick?
I couldn't tell you. I don't have one. I'd say it's probably
a gimmick. I think
should we get
is.
Sponsored by a crystal sex toy company?
Not after calling them a gimmick, I'd say. I think they might avoid us.
Well, they started putting crystals in water bottles where it would have like the water bottle and it would have the clear tube in the middle of the bottle that was full of crystals. Mm. I don't know what that was supposed to achieve.
What's crystal doing in there?
Yeah, get her out of there.
Get her out Such of there. What are you doing in there, Crystal?
Crystal. So I don't like that name, I don't think.
You don't like that name? What's wrong with that name?
Oh, my God. Speaking of
crystals.
Apologies
to the crystals out there. Yeah.
Meth. Did you guys hear the story of...
No, I haven't had any meth lately.
Australian journalist recently, and she named her child something, not expecting it. So, okay. This journo works on a show that answers...
Cryptic.
Well, I was trying to, like, hook you in without telling you what the story was.
Oh, nice hook.
Fucking old trick, guys. Come on. So this journalist works for the ABC and she works on a show. I think it's called What the Actual Questions, WTAQ or something like that. I've never watched it.
Okay.
But I think the premise is that they answer, like, common questions sort of thing or, like, life questions and stuff like that. Anyway, so one that they wanted to answer for an episode was what can I actually get away with naming my baby in Australia? So you know how there's a bunch of band names. You can't name your kid Satan or Lucifer.
We've gone through this on the podcast before.
You can't name your kid King or Queen.
Yeah, I think in New Zealand we discovered that you can't name your child Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii.
That's right. No, yeah, that's right. I do remember that episode. That was a while ago.
That's a real shame, actually. Yeah,
yeah. I wish I could name my child that.
That was on top of my list.
This journalist had a baby, and as part of the story, she decided to try something. Mm. And because you have to register your child's birth and register their name, and that's how you get a birth certificate. And so on the birth certificate, they entered their child's name, no joke, as Methamphetamine Rules. Methamphetamine was the first name, Rules was the second name. Now, they did this not expecting it to get through. They thought they'd get pulled up really quickly. I love her commitment to her job and to this story.
Come to the bit.
Total commitment. And she put it through and they approved it. So her child, now they are going through the process of trying to remove that name. So that child technically, so that kid, they'll be able to say to that kid, your name was Methamphetamine Rules. So, yeah, it got through to the wicketkeeper and apparently, you know, they've obviously reached out to birth, deaths and marriages to be like, yo, like how did this get through? Apparently they thought it was a Greek name and they let it through. So I mean, there is a child out there right now.
I feel like there's worse
methamphetamine
names.
Methamphetamine Rules.
I mean,
sure, but still, like it's it was my favorite story this week. I could, because when I first read it, I was like, oh, what's this fucking clickbait? And I'm reading it, and then I turned to the girl at work, and I was like, oh, it's obviously she's done it for a bit, like for a story. Sure enough, once I saw that she was a journo, I was like, okay. Sure enough, I saw the show that she works on and what she was trying to do, and I was like, fuck, that is pretty funny.
Reading through the story now, and she had trouble. She was tossing up between Methamphetamine Rules and Nang's Rule as a second option.
She should have gone for Nang's Rule.
Apparently she thought that Nang's Rule actually might get approved because the person wouldn't know what Nangs are. But Nangs, I guess that backfired either way.
Okay.
Yeah, methamphetamine, most adults would have an idea of what the hell that is.
That's pretty obvious.
I've got up a few actual name, like real actual names that people are still or were called. That obviously they didn't change them. One is Zebra Lines.
Zebra Lines is an awesome name. That's a great name. One letter off from Deborah. That's fine.
Deborah Lines. Okay. Yeah. Deborah Lines. Zebra Lines. Someone from London was named One Too Many. Someone from the town of Kent in the UK was named That's It, Who'd Have Thought It?
That's It, Who'd Have Thought It?
Who'd Have Thought It?
First name, That's It?
My God.
The full first name is That's It, Who'd Have Thought It?
Oh, hello, I'm That's It, Who'd Have Thought It? Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, hello, I'm That's It, Who'd Have Thought It? I've also got a list of the most bogan baby names in Australia.
Is there a kid named Bunnings? No, that's
surely
not.
Surely Holden. Bogan.
We've got Axel. Axel.
Axel is pretty bogan. Yeah.
Lyric spelt L-Y-R-Y-K.
That's pretty bogan. Lyric. Yeah, that is bogan.
Brock. Brock. I feel like that's more American.
I know a Brock.
Yeah, these are pretty common names.
They're not that bad.
Someone's named Areola.
And then hot? Why?
Areola.
That's silly.
Cash. That's not bad.
That's a dog
name. Cash. Yeah.
Yeah. Someone he's named Pilot Inspector, but the C is swapped for a K. Pilot Inspector. Someone else is named Ford and Holden. Just one name. Ford
there
and
you
Holden.
Go. Knew that was coming at some point.
Well, that's
controversial. And sitting right in the middle of this list of the most bogan baby names in Australia is Jax.
Spelt with an X.
Yes, J-A-X.
Yeah. Well, your name, we still don't know the story. Your name isn't spelt that way, but that's how you get it spelled.
You've boganified it yourself.
Yeah, I guess so.
You have chosen to go bogan. It's your own fault. Well, yeah, there you go.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We have a couple, you know, we always ask our listeners to send us their questions. We demand that our listeners send their questions. Your duty
as
a listener.
We require it.
It is a requirement of listening to this podcast and keeping it free. And we also do other things. We do trivia. We do red flags. We do rapid fires.
This is why I get ChatGPT to write mine, because it doesn't come across as, you know,
spaced out. We also do other things.
Someone else want to do it? I will take a back seat happily. Go for it.
Well, if you need to.
We do all sorts of things on this show. We do master debaters, we do trivia, we do red flags, anything and everything you could ever want. Actually, that's not true. Not anything and everything you could ever want.
We've never said no to anything, have we?
Oh, that's true. We don't say no. So if you have an idea, we'll give it a shot.
Run it by us. We'll at least talk about the reasons why we can't
potentially
do it.
Anyway,
the point is that we've actually had a few people send through master debaters.
Master debating today. Lovely.
For those unfamiliar, for some reason the master debate happens outside the saloon. And
in the 1800s.
Just happens to be, kind of a showdown kind of thing.
Where else would you master debate?
Yeah, need the sheriff to be involved.
Now, we have two that we're going to get to today.
Yep.
Now, I don't think Jax and I should do... Well, someone's going to do it twice. But I don't think it should be Jax and I both times. I think Franco's going to have to join in for one today.
Okay, so what if maybe the winner of one of them plays on?
Oh,
yeah, like
goes
that?
On to the final.
Nice,
great call.
Nice.
All right. But then what happens to the other... Then the other person's
it's just not automatically through
to the final. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take it. I'll go through to the final for you guys.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to have to read it out. So this is going to be myself versus Jax. And our first master debater is on the topic of the influence of technology on human relationships.
Oh,
Ronnie's
God, I feel
gone
like I'm going back to high school.
Yeah, Ronnie's gone real like uni sort of vibes on this. The argument is, does technology help or hurt human connection and relationships?
All right, Franco is the adjudicator for this. Now, Franco, I believe as the adjudicator, that means you get to select who has the for argument and who has the against argument.
All right. Let's Google toss a coin. And Jax, would
Don't
you like heads or tails?
I feel like it doesn't matter.
Okay, well, you are four.
Okay, great.
So, yes, agreeing with the statement, you believe that technology does influence relationships.
Okay.
And Sash, you're going to disagree.
Ah, that in a negative way. Technology has influenced it in a negative way. Okay.
Okay. Now, historically, Sash has been the winner because she is the better debater. So I think
I'm
going to let Jax have a minute and I'm going to make Sash go first.
Okay. Can I just say now, shut up while the other person is debating. Jax, you're the worst for this. You constantly jump over the top. Just
I'm gonna even say it while the timer is running, instant disqualification if you butt in.
Go on.
So my argument is that we need to move away from technology. All right, I'm ready.
Your argument is that technology has negatively influenced relationships in the modern age. Okay, 40 seconds on the timer and it starts.
Technology is an amazing thing. There's no doubt about it. It's built up our opportunities to connect with people around the world. However, it has hindered our ability to connect with people on a personal face-to-face level. It is too easy now to avoid talking to someone and to instead send a text message or to message or to like something on Instagram. What happened to meeting someone face-to-face? When was the last time you called a friend and picked up the phone and went and called them and had a conversation on the phone? It is what we are built for. We are built for face-to-face, physical, eye-to-eye communication with people. And without that, we are less. We can become hermits and we can become trapped in our own spaces, not willing to venture out, not willing to see the world.
Oh, that's time.
That is time.
Yeah, okay.
Jack doesn't seem impressed with that.
At least you didn't talk over the top of me.
Yeah, I do appreciate that.
All right, I think I can do better.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see.
So I'm arguing the four, here we go, 40 seconds starting from yes. Now, I know you say, oh, we're built for communication. We are built for communication, but it can be anywhere. How many friends do you think people had back in the day? Maybe their neighbours, maybe people at school. That's it. You had to go out and meet people. Now you can meet people anywhere, anytime. You've got apps where you can find friends, you can find lovers. Your social circle is so much wider. You can connect with them anytime, any day, any time of the day or night. I can talk to my family in a different country whenever I want to, which I couldn't have done before technology, could I? Maybe call on the phone and spend $4 million on a 10-minute call. Maybe. But now I can talk to you guys. Look, I can talk to you. That is not a lot of time.
40 seconds is short. That was good. I think you did well.
Yeah.
I wish I could rebut. There's a point that I'd love to rebut, but we don't have the space for rebuttals.
It's not the format of Master Debater.
No, I know.
And obviously Jax did get a bit of a rebuttal in there at the start.
The format is each person gets to Master Debate for 40 seconds and that's all you get.
Yep, you get 40 seconds of Master Debating.
Yep.
Well, Adjudicator, hit us.
Okay, so Sash, well thought out as always, very articulate, and you moved through your discussion well. The only downside that I saw was that you didn't really explain to me why technology is bad for relationships. You explained how. You said, oh, you can like and you can comment and that's not the same as face-to-face, but you didn't really tell me why face-to-face is better in any way. Jax, your discussion was, you know, all over the place and very off the top of your head, which is just your style, I guess. That's fine. But you did come with a lot of examples. You convinced me that technology has actually made a difference.
Yes.
You are the winner for this week.
Yes.
See, I'm a good loser. Well done. Now, can I just rebut my point?
A good loser doesn't point that out, but go on.
Fuck off. The point I wanted to rebut was that Jax was like, oh, you know, you can talk to people across the world and da-da-da. That's not really what the problem was. The problem was more about making genuine connections with people in that...
You can make genuine connections.
Yeah, but how would you foster that genuine connection without ever seeing that person face-to-face?
Our time's over.
Whatever.
You only get 40 seconds.
Sure.
40 seconds.
Well, that means
have we got another topic?
We do. We've actually got a few in the inbox, but I've picked out two today, and I am now out, and it's down to Jackson to Franco. So, without further ado, here is your topic, and it is very easy and succinct. The question from Ronnie is: traveling. I mean, I don't know if this is a master debater as such, but we can make anything a master debater. They said, traveling in Canada, yay or nay, which means that one of you will have to argue against traveling in Canada and the other person will have to argue for traveling in Canada. Now, I believe, Franco, you've been to Canada?
I have not been to Canada.
Neither of us have been to Canada.
Neither of us have been
to Canada. Okay, all right, well, that's good. That's good. I'm going to give the against to Jax. You have to argue against traveling to Canada. Franco, you have to argue for traveling to Canada. Now, I haven't been to Canada, so you both will be convincing me.
Oh, my God. Ronnie, come on. Anyway, look, you know what? I feel like Franco has the easier one here, but whatever.
Jax is going to go first. Okay. You don't get the benefit of a rebuttal this time.
Okay.
And so, when you are ready,
traveling
start the
in Canada, nay. All right, here we go. 40 seconds. So here's the thing. Canada is just like, it's another Commonwealth country. It's like London, Australia. They're all basically the same. Why would you want to go there? I mean, there's nothing really to look at, is there? I mean, it's super cold, so damn goddamn cold everywhere. There's nowhere where it's warm. It's bad weather all the time. And it's right near America. Why would you go to Canada when you can just go to America? America's more different to all the other countries than Canada is, and there's so much more variety in all the American states. You know, you go state to state, different food, better food. You know, you get better produce and all that sort of stuff because of the weather. The weather's so much better in America. Or you could just go anywhere else. I mean, who would want to travel through Canada?
That was.
God.
Few inaccuracies in there, but that's okay.
Yeah, lying is not against the rules, right?
Yeah, lying's not against the rules in Master's Beta.
Yeah, but it's not going to convince me.
We've never explicitly said that.
I know it's incorrect. Okay.
Okay.
Franco, right, you're Franco. Up. Tell us why we should go to
Traveling
Canada.
Traveling through Canada, yay. Your 40 seconds starts.
Oh, God, I'm so wildly unprepared for this.
Now.
If you consider yourself to be a worldly person or a world traveler and you want to see the world, you would be doing yourself a disservice to ignore one of the biggest, one of the most highly populated countries in the world. That is Canada. It is convenient if you are traveling because it is right next to America, just like Jack said. But you will see such vast wildernesses that you haven't seen anywhere else in the world. You will see amazing cities like Vancouver. Vancouver is a stand-in for many cities in movies. It's a capital of Hollywood without being in Hollywood. How about that? It has the nicest people in the world. Canadians are known to be the nicest people in the world, and you should experience that.
That's it. That's your time. I got to be honest. Like, I thought you had the easier one, Franco, but even you are not really
selling Canada. I'm not good at debating. I'm really not good at debating. I like Canada.
It's the stand-in for places in
movies.
That's a plus, I think. I mean,
it's Hollywood without being in Hollywood. I mean,
okay, because of tax rights or whatever, they film in Vancouver a lot. That's doesn't.
They do, but I'm not sure that that's a.
I don't know if that's a win for the tourist. Like, I don't know if anyone cares.
I would be interested in going to the places that they filmed a lot of movies. That's just me.
Okay, that's just you.
So you say it stands in for a lot of other places. Wouldn't you rather go to the actual places rather than the place that's, like, faking to be the place?
Vancouver's a very beautiful city from the photos I have seen.
Okay.
Drake's there. Sorry, I'm not gonna add anything.
Sash,
quit arguing. Who is the winner? Okay, now I actually went into this with a little bit of bias. I currently have a friend in Canada who is sending me lots of photos and is like, "You have to come here." So I came into this already leaning on the yay camp because I want to go to Canada. It looks absolutely beautiful. However, Franco's skills as a debater are limited,
questionable.
To be generous.
I'm usually, in the middle here instead of actually doing the debating.
So, Jax, I didn't appreciate your inaccuracies about nothing to see. Mm. I think there's a lot to see in Canada. Also, I don't know if you're... Better produce in the US is grounded in fact, I guess.
Better produce.
I think in this case.
Better weather, better produce.
Franco didn't. He started strong. He started emotive and was really laying on the charm. He just couldn't hold it. In this instance, Jax was the master debater, and I'm not going to Canada.
Well done. Can I just embarrass myself even further?
Yeah,
did you look something up?
No, I didn't, but I did write down some notes while Jax was doing his debate. I had to be
cheating.
Quick. I had to
that
be quick.
Cheating.
That is
says,
cheating. That
the
is
world,
cheating.
The notes say world, convenient, wilderness, Vancouver. So I had some talking points.
The vast wilderness. Well, that was... Us master debating.
God.
And Jax being much better than me.
saying I'm better at master debating than you, Frank.
You are a better master debater. But, hey, look, I followed the rules. I was tempted to look some stuff up online, but I resisted and I master debated by myself.
The best way to do it. Best way to do it. Best and safest practice.
I mean, you know, you can master debate with other people if you want.
Yeah, you can look some stuff up online if that's
as long as it's consensual, you can master debate with as many people as you want.
Absolutely. I know. How very close-minded of me to say that.
Franco, have you got a witchy closer to take us out?
I do actually have a witchy closer. Where is it? Okay.
Where is it? I'm ready.
The cauldron's bubbles have settled, signalling the potion's completion. Thank you for brewing magical concoctions with Can We Help You. To stir the pot even more, join our coven of curious listeners on socials at Can We Help You Podcast.
A coven?
Have a secret ingredient or a bewitching question? Share your alchemy with us at canwehelpyoupodcast.com. Until we brew again, may your life be potion perfect.
Oh, God.
Can I translate? That means send us your questions to the
website.
Send
us your questions and... brew some potions with us.
Join our coven? Do we have to have a coven?
Join our coven.
In this, well, the Ronnie Room in the Witch universe is a coven. So it's a coven.
Okay.
It's a coven of curious listeners.
Absolutely.
A coven of curious listeners. It sounds fun.
Well, that is it for this week. We'll be back again next week with more questions. Send them through. Can we help you? Adieu. Oh, that was fun.
Oh, lovely.
Nice. That's
okay.
Very European of you. All right.
Yes.
Let's go. Oh, yes. Okay.
Okay.
See you next time.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.